What's up, podcast world? Okay, so coming to you with my third episode, and today we are going to talk about training. So my second episode was about everything that I learned on my Angels Cruise that women in general, but definitely the bikini world, over how they overcomplicate nutrition. And today we're going to talk about how they overcomplicate training, and so that you can just be not just efficient with your energy, but maximize your efforts, right? Like that's the ultimate goal, is to work smart, work smarter, not harder, with nutrition and training, so that you can maximize your efforts to get the most results. And again, this is for general women, just and actually general humans, but specifically women, and then even more specifically bikini competitors. And or competitors in general, like I said, women in general. Okay, so let's get into it. Number one, and again, this is just top 10. Maybe I'll do a part two of each one, but this is just the top 10 that I feel is most important to understand completely so that you can maximize your training efforts and progress. Okay, so number one, just because a woman has the best glutes does not mean she can help you get the best glutes. Same thing goes for every body part. So I definitely have been victim of this, being that I'm 6 foot tall. Early on, in really my first 5 years of this journey. So again, I started my journey in 2013 with macros and aligning training. And, the big Instagram influencers, that's what their job is to influence you to buy whatever it is, their products, their supplements, whatever that they're promoting and influencing you to do or buy, or that's their job. So the girls that have the glutes that make booty programs, and they're 5'5", 5'4", 5'3", and they have the cutest little glutes, and you purchase their booty program because you think that they're gonna get you the cutest little glutes, and that's not how it works. So don't fall victim of, and I, again, I'm even looking, even at one point I hired a coach that was a physique competitor. I wasn't trying to be a physique competitor, but she lifted like I liked to lift, and I thought I could have her shoulders, her physique. And I realized real quick that not only does it take just time in general, but what works for her is not going to work for me. Again, I'm 6 foot tall. That is a huge game changer, right? So just know that just because one woman has the best whatever body part does not mean she can help you get the best body part. Best, same thing. So, okay, moving on. Number two, you don't need to work to failure. That is something that's huge. You don't need to work to failure ever, period. So I personally, and for my clients, we work in with reps in reserve. So that allows you to maximize each set, progressively improve each set and each week without any type of injury, or just reducing the amount of, or reducing or eliminating the possible injuries, right? You don't need to work till failure. And a lot of times, to be honest with you, women don't even know how to work to true failure, but burning out and doing all of that high rep till you literally cannot walk is not necessary. So you don't need to work till failure. Right below failure is the ultimate sweet spot, because again, you have to, and this goes into one of the other numbers, but you got to live life, right? You can't be walking out like a giraffe and go home, and you got to have sex with your husband. You know what I mean? And you got to live life. So make sure that you are training smart and know that training till failure is not necessary to do. So honestly, going into number three, you do not need to max out any lifts unless you are competing in a powerlifting meet. So chasing numbers, chasing these big, whether it be, and again, there's a balance, right? Hip thrusts, all the compound movements. There's a balance of pushing enough to progressive overload each week, and then also not chasing numbers. And because ultimately, you know, it doesn't matter if you can hip thrust 400 pounds. If you can hip thrust 400 pounds, but you got to walk, you got to crawl out of the gym because you have lower back pain, you know, and just so sore that you can't even live life. That is not a max. That's not a maxing out. That's not the goal, right? So chasing numbers, just stop chasing numbers, really. Chasing numbers in the gym, chasing numbers on the scale. For my girls and myself, eliminating all numbers is the ultimate goal, to where the only numbers you're looking at is your reps and your weight week to week, period. That's it, right? So for me, I'm 6 weeks post surgery at this point, and I've just in this past, so yesterday, perfect example, yesterday I did trap bar deadlifts using my belt, which is, I'll go into that in another episode as to why that this specific lift was so, for me, I have been looking forward to this specific lift since my surgery. But I did trap bar deadlifts yesterday, worked up to 85 pounds per side and for working sets. And that is not a PR, right? Prior to surgery, even like probably, you know, 6 months ago, I was working trap bar deadlifts at like 135 pounds per side. So if I were to have looked at yesterday and reflected back over that, and then I would not have felt so good and so excited and so, you know, motivated, because it was way less than what I've done in the past. But because it's in this season of life where I just had surgery 6 weeks ago, a win is a win, right? So looking at it like that, the reality, that keeps me excited. And that's the ultimate goal. That's why when I say don't chase numbers, there's that balance where you're trying to find with what is reality of what is going on in life. And even just the season of life, right? The season of life, whether it be you had a surgery, or maybe you were just have only been able to get to the gym a couple times a week the past couple of months, you know, just what is the reality of life, your physique, your health, even, you know, whenever you're looking at it from definitely in prep and when you're in your building season, you know, I never think to myself in prep, I cannot hit a PR, because I 100% can. That is it, you know, every single week? No. Is the, you know, possibilities lessened during prep whenever you're in a caloric deficit? Yeah, but 100% you can. I have done it before. So in my mind, don't ever tell yourself you cannot make PR or hit PRs based on your definitely caloric intake, right? Just, again, going back to just not chasing numbers, just be, let it be, because if I am eating, whether I'm in a caloric deficit or not, but I got to get good sleep and I have been focused on recovery and I go into the gym and I'm excited and my energy is there, whether it be less or whether it just be less, right, than normal or during my building season, I could still hit a PR. To me, in my head, hitting a PR, yeah, it does come down to strength and energy available, right? Strength is muscle mass plus energy available. But it also comes down to where you are mentally, right? Where you are mentally, how your sleep was, how your recovery has been, all of that plays a role in PR. So just keep that note without going off on a tangent. The whole going back to number three, not chasing PRs. That's the thing, because again, the safety and your the safety and the tempo is a lot, tempo and execution, form, obviously, all of that is a lot more important than hitting a high number. And if you can chase that number safely, perfect, do that. But don't let it be all or nothing, or don't let that be the end all, be all, and cause discouragement. Okay, number four, you do not have to do the Stairmaster. This is the number one thing that I talk to girls about all the time, especially bikini girls. And look, let me tell you, I have been that girl that guys love the Stairmaster. And I, looking in hindsight, that is a huge part of why I struggle with so much hip pain at this point in my journey. And the Stairmaster does not build glutes. It does not build your lower body. It only messes up and and breaks down tissue in your hips and your knees and your ankles, your hips being the biggest thing that I need, that I hope you focus on and understand that if the reason that you do not ever step on a Stairmaster again is because you want healthy hips. And healthy hips is what allows you to not need help getting off the toilet when you get older, right? I'm not even joking. And so again, I have since 2015 was my initial hip injury. Like that was the big flare up that really made me rethink everything I was doing with training because I couldn't even walk. And again, that was 2 years after I had not been on the Stairmaster, but I spent so many years on the Stairmaster. It led me to, and that was a build up. You know, I can go into that in another podcast. That was that initial 2015, like worst hip flare up I've ever had was a build up, right? Of all the Stairmasters and all the not training properly, all the not warming up, all the things that just piled up. But still to this day, that was in 2015, to this day, because of all of that, I have to keep recovery, especially hips, number one priority. So going back to not chasing PRs, that is the biggest reason because I couldn't even walk during this season when I was trying. And then recovery was even, you know, 6 months. I went from squatting 215 pounds for, you know, not 10 reps, but 215 pounds, I think for like three, that was like when I was really, really into powerlifting, to I couldn't even squat the bar, the bar without pain shooting down my legs and up my back. So please get off the Stairmaster. You do not need it. It does not burn more calories than anything else. I have not done any stairs or any HIIT cardio in, I can't even tell you how long, honestly. So, okay, moving on. Number five, you should incorporate all rep ranges throughout your training. They all have a purpose. So the rep range is 8 to 12 rep range. So I take that back. Rep range is 1 to 3, right? That is for powerlifters. You do not need to be in there at all. 8 to 12, 12 to 15, 15 to 20. They all have a purpose. They all have a significant place in your training week and in your training day and your training blocks. So use them. There is not one, you know, you do not build lean muscle. You just build muscle. And each one of those rep ranges have a specific purpose and go with specific exercises, to be honest with you. So there's not which one is better. They're all good. They're all have a purpose and they all should be within your training all year long. Okay. Number six, 99% of you don't need to work specific muscles. You just need overall muscle growth. So don't overthink training. This is very, that's one that I want you to know. And a lot of people are probably going to be like, say no, obviously, because especially in the bikini world, we are judged for our aesthetics. But still the whole, like, you know, I've gotten to where I'm at today. So this past year, 2023, my only feedback was if you just get wider at the top, right? And so that means I have spent the last 2013 to 2023, so 10 years out, you know, probably 2021, 22, 23. There really was not, to be honest with you, I still trained everything. There was not really a training time this far that I have not trained shoulders or not, you know, does that make sense? So don't overthink it. Like most of y'all, even if a judge says you need to build up your glutes, you just need to keep training everything on your body so that one thing it doesn't come back and you're now completely imbalanced. But more so than anything, until you get to a pro level, I personally don't plan to ever slow down and reduce training to where it becomes, to where I'm kind of overthinking it, right? Like I train every muscle in my body at this point, even though the judges told me I need to specifically build my lats and widen my back. Okay, cool. So I'm going to have a little bit more lats over the week, right? Throughout my blocks. but I'm not going to eliminate anything, right? A lot of bikini girls don't work biceps and triceps. Why? Why not? That's what makes your arms look good, girl. So like making sure that you understand your anatomy, that's a huge, if you understood that, you would understand why, like what to do in training and why you should work specific areas more than others, but why you should also not eliminate and reduce any muscle. And so even going to, you know, the aesthetics, yeah, we train for aesthetics, but no more so, we train for life. And so just remember that, you know, a lot of the times I see girls be so specific, like, okay, turn you want to hit this side of your quad, you know, or you want to hit this specific fiber in your shoulders and all these fancy things, when just do some lateral raises, girl, like protect the joints, work the muscles and build the muscles around the joints of your body so that you can move for the rest of your life without having to need help. Like that's for me, my number one goal personally. That's for me, my number one goal, definitely with my clients. And then when you get that and you have that base, then you can start really making training more aesthetic based, right? Like building these specific things. And again, that's, you know, you can blend those at the same time, 100%. But do not forget the number one goal of weight training and strength training is to build the tissue around joints, to help stabilize joints so that you do not have issues with your joints. because if you have issues with your joints, then you cannot do everyday things. And for me, that's why I train, right? The outcome and to be able to compete is just a plus of the reason that I train. So, okay, moving on. Number seven, you do not need to leave the gym every session feeling like you cannot walk. This is kind of like what I was talking about earlier. You still have to live life. You still have to put your hair up. You still got to have, like I said earlier, you know, be able to have sex with your husband and just play with your kids. That's very important. So the amount of soreness does not gauge your workout efficiency, period. So just keep that in mind. Going back to, you don't need to train till failure. You don't need to burn out every single time. You don't need to work out 6 days a week, 7 days a week, every day and just feel like complete death. That's not the goal. That just takes away, one, it's not efficient, and it takes away you know, I don't want to feel like death. I want to feel good when I walk out, you know, and I also want to be efficient when I train. So just not feeling like soreness is a gauge of efficiency. That does not mean you're efficient. Okay. Number eight, pre-exhaust and warming up are two different things. You should not pre-exhaust your muscles before you work out. And that comes from one of my friends showed me her training from her coach. And number one, the first lift was pre-exhaust glutes. And I was like, why are you going to pre-exhaust them and then go into hip thrusts? That doesn't make any sense. And you're going to be too exhausted for hip thrusts. And hip thrusts is where we maximize progress. So that doesn't make any sense. So you shouldn't pre-exhaust at the beginning of your workout for sure. Warming up, that is very different. Warming up your muscles, getting blood just flow into to your muscles, band work, body weight work, just things to wake everything up, get blood flowing. Like that is what a warm-up is. And then if you pre-exhaust, so I guess you can call it post-exhaust. Maybe they do call it post-exhaust. If you want to do these pre-exhaust exercises after your lift, that would be what I would consider a burnout. If you just want to do it, that would be the time to do it. Definitely save your energy for the lifts that are going to get the most amount of gains, I guess if you want to call it that, effort, right? So your bigger lifts, that's where you want to save your energy. You don't want to be exhausting on into those. So just know that those are two different terms and two different things. You do not need to pre-exhaust muscles before a lift for sure. And you really don't ever need to pre-exhaust them after the lift. But if that's what you want to do, that go ahead, do it. Just save your energy for your bigger lifts that will give you the most amount of progress. Okay, number nine. Tempo and control are more important than total weight. Again, going back to that previous number earlier about powerlifting, tempo and control are huge. Please, 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 just if you don't go up in weight for an entire month on, let's just say, leg press, but you slow down and you gain more control and you don't feel it in your lower back and all these other ways of gauging progress, you are winning. So, and that goes again to every part, every lift, every single, that let tempo and control be your number one focus in every lift. And that will, your progress will be unstoppable. Period. Okay. Last one. Number 10, your initial setup and how you finish your sets are just as important, if not more important than your reps. And this is something I talk to clients about all the time. So they send me their videos that I request within their training block each week. And they are to send from the moment they pick up the weight to the moment they put down the weight. And these are the two places that people hurt themselves within a workout, not during their reps, not during their sets, just in the initial setup. And then the, when they are putting down the weight for that last, or doing that last rep, right? So these are, have your first rep, definitely getting into like setting up your setup that sets up your entire set. If you don't do this one thing right, get into the set, get into the lift right, your whole set can be thrown off. So that's important. And then putting down the weight, control it all the way down to the ground. Don't drop the weight. Don't untighten your core before your weight is on the ground. Do these two parts very safe, just as safe as your reps, and you will not become injured. Okay, so that is the top 10 facts. Hopefully you learned something, or I know that you learned something if you are listening to this. So if you have any comments, if you have any more questions, you can drop them below, or you can DM me on Instagram, GracieReckert_fit. If you are interested in one-on-one coaching, the link is below here. And yeah, I'll probably be back on, because there are a ton of other facts that just not, and it's not, again, it's not that all the things are wrong. It's just the easiest way, right? The simplest way. Let me simplify everything so you can be consistent with the simplest, most bare minimum effort, because you can always add more. But if I can teach you to be bare minimum and work that way to and maximize effort and maximize progress doing the bare minimum, then we can sustain that, right? So that's the whole goal. And there's nothing that I'll ever say that's black and white as far as what's right or wrong, because everybody is different, right? And everybody is different. Everybody likes to do different things, but there is what is most beneficial, right? And this all comes down to science. How does the body work? How is it supposed to work? How can you work with the way it's going to work naturally? Again, you cannot fight your body, right? You don't want to fight it. You want to work with it. So that's all I ever preach about. So anyway, okay, well, I hope that y'all enjoyed this, and this is a really fun. I love this podcast world, and I'm so thankful you're here, and I'll see you all next time. So that's it for today. As always, thank you so much for being here. It means so much to me that you even want to listen to my stories. If you felt this episode spoke to you in any way, please share it with your friends, share it with your family. If you share it on social media, please tag me on Instagram, GracieReckert_fit. On Facebook, Gracie Reckert. I'd love to just connect with you and just watch your journey and learn from you. If you're interested in my one-on-one whole body health coaching program, the application is below. You can fill it out, schedule your free call with me, and we can just figure out your next step together. And yeah, I cannot wait to talk to you. I cannot wait to meet you. I cannot wait to hopefully connect with each and every one of y'all, because you are the reason that I'm here. So I'm so thankful for y'all.